This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's go to Lucan by Texas, with Waiters and Willie and the Four.
The successful life we're living,
the successful life we're living,
got us feeling like a hat on
before.
Man, look at these articles.
Between Hank Williams, Payne's
song. DOJ, Andrew McKay will not face criminal charges. Giant billboard in London encourages women to cheat on their husbands. God. It's like aliens are trying to hack the planet. Auto industry plunges deeper into recession. Syrian military helicopter shot down there in Aleppo. Crew killed. Video of that. Infowars.com. Video Lebanese attack. College Republicans spit on U.S. flag. Jesus. It's just like they have the right to do that. But like, why do you want to be here if you're doing that? It's amazing. Let's go back to our former Green Beret, and of course, former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, Ivan Raiklin. Ivan, in closing here, ahead of Roger Stone's lawyer joining us, who's always late with a Skype playing with it, which is okay. What would you call, I asked this when you first came on over an hour ago, what is this period in history we're in right now?
This period in history, I mean, I use the term ridiculous for a whole slew of reasons. We talked about big tech going after election fraud. We talked about all these cases. McCabe having one standard of when he lies to the FBI himself, he doesn't get prosecuted. When somebody doesn't lie to the FBI that you have a political vendetta with, you prosecute them for 7 to 9 years. There's a whole laundry list. Oh, even in closing, yesterday I was at the pro-life rally in Richmond, Virginia. You were there a few weeks ago for the gun rally, same location. And guess... we had several thousand people there, and guess who wasn't there? The governor. He's not my governor, but he's the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
But is he babies comfortable?
He's making the babies comfortable. You know what? I called for his mother. I'm not sure if she's alive, but she should consider post-birth abortion on her son.
Exactly. Legally, you're a lawyer. If you're going to kill somebody a month after they're born, I'm not saying kill the governor, but his mother could walk right up and just ice pick him in the neck because it's a post-birth abortion.
Consult with the physician, and if she wants, she can consult with two physicians and then make a decision, make sure that Governor Northam's comfortable, and then go ahead and abort him. Because he's acting like an infant. I guess he's
I'm not using for abortion. I would like to see him aborted.
Where it's actually, women's right is supersedes Governor Northam's rights.
That's a good point. They want to get the baby's organs. They want to say we can keep him alive after. But exactly, if it's a week after, a month after, 55 years after, that's a good point. I mean, what is Northam going to do? God forbid somebody walks right up to him and says, post-birth abortion, and just stabs him in the neck. I mean, what is he going to do? Like somebody just walks up and says, you know, Governor Northam, you're right. I've decided.
It's more limited than that, Alex. I argue it's more limited where the mother is the only one that can give that authorization, right? Using his logic, it would be his mother that would be the only one that has the rights to post-birth abort him. I mean, I'm using his argument. What do you think?
No, I mean, I think you're right. He wants to kill babies all day, and I don't wish any harm upon him. I just wonder
Isn't it interesting? That interview comes out, and I believe the following day, it's almost as though that Planned Parenthood put out a hit squad for OPPO research on Governor Northam to find blackface so that the entire media industrial complex diverted their attention from him making the statements of making the babies feel comfortable so that they could be executed after birth, and then it transitions into
exactly.
Blackface.
They pivoted to the racism thing.
He was the guy with the KK outfit. Because
no, you're
he
right.
Never
they
even
pivoted,
said
they pivoted
was,
to the racism. Ivan Raiklin, thank you so much. Raiklin on Twitter. Amazing, brother. Appreciate you, man.
I love it. Thanks for thanks for having me on, Alex.
Thanks for coming on.
You have to come on anytime.
Come on every week with us. We love you. All right, we're going to come right back from break, and hopefully we have Roger Stone's lawyer, Tyler Nixon, to talk about what in hell is going on here. I mean, I can tell you that obviously he's being threatened not to come on the show, and this is the big story. The next big move against the president is, why are you pardoning people? You don't have that power. It's only in the Constitution.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days, and he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Assassins of Stockholm Syndrome to conquer us because of our open hearts. And when you saw them at the State of the Union last week stand down during a celebration of the life of 100-year-old World War II heroes, it illustrated who they were. Horrible pigs who could never be redeemed because they have chips on their dirty shoulders. Here's the report that they hope you don't spread.
As President Trump continues to battle the globalist forces of the deep state, the Democrat Party continues to take off its mask and reveal themselves as the true enemy of America and its people. Last week, Trump delivered a historic State of the Union address, which included an emotional tribute to honor one of the last remaining heroes of World War II. But wait a minute, who the hell is that sitting on their asses during the tribute? You guessed it, the enemy within. That's radical leftist Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, caught on camera, seen here refusing to stand up and honor Charles McGee of the legendary Tuskegee Airmen, a unit of black fighter and bomber pilots who distinguished themselves during fierce aerial combat missions in World War II.
After more than 130 combat missions in World War II, he came back home to a country still struggling for civil rights and went on to serve America in Korea and Vietnam. On December 7th, Charles celebrated his 100th birthday.
As Republicans and Democrats rose to applaud this all-American hero, Omar and Tlaib just couldn't bring themselves to do so. In fact, they ended up walking out of the speech early in defiance of what Rashida Tlaib said was Trump's lies and bigotry. But hey, this shouldn't really surprise anyone. After all, these are among the same radical leftists who refused to condemn Antifa after their terrorist attack on an ICE facility in Tacoma, Washington.
We are learning new details about the man who threw explosive devices at an immigration detention center in Tacoma, Washington.
Police are saying that a man was armed with a rifle and firebombs and attacked the private facility operated on behalf of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
Willem von Spronson, who was linked with the Antifa domestic terror movement, attacked an ICE facility in Tacoma. He was carrying AR-15 and firebombs. He torched several cars that apparently hoped to burn the facility to the ground. He was shot dead before he could kill anyone.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it? Antifa firebombed a facility in Tacoma over the weekend. It's an ICE facility. Will you condemn them for that? Are you pleased? Should more people do it?
It's easy to say no.
Look, we know who these people are, and we know their agenda.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
But Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are not really traitors to America. To me, if you really think about it, they're more like infiltrators.
All right, we've got Roger Stone's lawyer, despite all the attempts at censorship, about to join us next segment. We're getting him on video Skype right now. So that's coming up at the start of the next segment. But this Jesse Smollett, indicted in the age of fake hate crimes. We're going to air this special report right now because it's so incredibly important. Just please remember, as viewers and listeners, this infrastructure and what we've built and what we've done, no one else has this. And I don't say that from a position of like, aren't we amazing? It's actually scary that when it comes to folks fighting the globalists at point-blank range and having victory, we're as good as it gets. That scares the hell out of me. So please share the video feeds. Please share the articles. Please spread the reports. And please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Nano Silver products, the horrible food, the books, the films, the T-shirts. You all need it. And your purchase of it all makes what we do here possible. So here is that report we were just mentioning on Smollett and the rest of it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just over 1 year has passed since we first heard the chilling story of the racist and homophobic MAGA attack on Jussie Smollett, a name we all became familiar with after the former Empire actor came out in January of 2019 and announced to the world that Trump supporters were responsible for this egregious crime. But as investigators looked deeper into his story, many things didn't seem to line up, and Smollett was charged with 16 counts of disorderly conduct. Then his charges were magically dropped by an Obama-linked prosecutor working on the case, and the story all but disappeared by the end of 2019. However, Smollett is now back in the headlines after being indicted again by a grand jury on 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly lying to police about the attack and filing false police reports. But let's backtrack a little. I mean, it's been over a year since Smollett came forward with this story, and many may have forgotten all of the little details tied to the case, such as how he was attacked on a snowy Chicago night at 2 a.m. after leaving Subway when two white males in Make America Great Again hats jumped out of the shadows and beat him senseless, pouring bleach on him while yelling racist and homophobic slurs, wrapping a noose around his neck and taking off, but not before yelling, "This is MAGA country." I've actually acquired video footage from the night of the event, but just a warning, folks, viewer discretion is advised.
Fuck you, that Empire!
Yes, I am. I'm the gatekeeper. What's good?
What the hell you doing over here?
Get more aggressive, more aggressive.
Rope around his neck.
Let me fight back a little bit. Let me fight back.
All right. Oh. Ow, that hurt. What the hell you doing?
More bleach on his.
I'm gonna get the water. Get the room, but
hurry up.
All jokes aside, these long-awaited indictments come after a year-long investigation which exposed Smollett's various lies, such as who was behind the racial and homophobic attack of Smollett. It was discovered that the two masked men who Smollett described as white males were found out to be two Nigerian brothers who trained with Smollett and worked with him on Empire. Surveillance footage was also released in which the brothers were caught buying ski masks, red hats, and similar rope to the one that was later seen dangling around Smollett's neck. They later admitted that Smollett had not only paid them, but had also directed the staged attack. Of course, celebrities and politicians didn't waste a second before coming out in support of Smollett and rebuking racism, Trump supporters, and Trump's America for not only enabling, but encouraging this type of behavior. But Smollett's case isn't unique. After President Trump took office, there has been a rise in fake hate crimes targeted at pushing the idea that white supremacy, racism, and homophobic attacks are commonplace to Trump supporters. For example, back in November of 2016, a church organist spray-painted a swastika, an anti-gay slur, and the words "Hail Trump" on an LGBTQ church he attended. And when the story first broke, several mainstream media outlets tied the hate hoax to Trump's election. He was later arrested after it was found out that he was the very one behind the crime he had reported. Also during that month, an 18-year-old Muslim woman in Louisiana claimed that two white men, one of whom was wearing a MAGA hat, attacked and robbed her, taking her wallet and hijab while yelling racial slurs. She later admitted to the police that she made the whole thing up. In 2018, a 19-year-old African-American woman in Long Island said that a group of four teenagers approached her yelling Trump 2016. They then told her she didn't belong in the country, slashed her tires, and placed a note on her car that said, "Go home." However, after an investigation done by police, it was learned that none of this ever actually took place. These are a few of a long list of fake hate crimes, with Smollett being one of the most prominent. He's due in court on February 24th, where many are waiting to see if justice will finally be served and if Trump supporters will finally be vindicated for the blame of yet another staged hate crime. To fight back against these fake hate crimes perpetuated by the fake media and lying politicians, go to InfoWarsStore.com, where you can help promote the fight for truth by buying our great products, t-shirts, and storable foods. Now is the time to take action, so go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight to fund this great organization. This has been Savannah Hernandez for Action 7 News.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
He's not a lawyer on the criminal case, and he joins us despite a lot of roadblocks right now live on this Friday, Valentine's Day transmission. So, Tyler, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate your courage as a patriot and Army veteran for telling the truth and all you've gone through to defend Roger. So much is happening. I could ask a lot of questions. I think the best thing to do is just give you the floor about the big national controversy. We kept asking, what will the next attack on the president be? Well, it's the pardon of Roger Stone. He's not supposed to have that power, even though it's in the Constitution, plain as day. So the fiascos just continue. So, Tyler, without getting yourself in too much trouble or getting into what's happening with Roger, just as a citizen, as a veteran, as a patriot, what is happening right now?
Well, I mean, you just look at the two-tier justice system we have with Andrew McCabe, this lying criminal who was entrusted with such vast power, deputy director of the FBI, just totally let off. He openly admitted that he lied to his fellow FBI agents to cover up the leaking that was going on, the seditious activities within the FBI. He's let go. Roger Stone is treated like some sort of, kingpin drug criminal or whatever have you. The left, the screeching, squealing, rapacious left just can never stop short of going too far in any instance. They just don't know when to quit. They don't know when to pull back, and they don't know when they've gone too far because they're just greedy, manic, out of control. Their thirst, their greed, their lust for power is endless.
I totally agree. For new listeners and viewers tuning in every second, you tell them, McCabe, a letter came out today, a Valentine's present, saying you're not in trouble for all the things you did. So talk about that.
Well, sure. I mean, the federal prosecutors, after sitting on it for something like, I don't know, it's been at least a year that since McCabe was fired, and basically, I think probably more than that, and they were taking all this time to go over. I don't know what there was to go over, but they were because he admitted it. He admitted that he lied, and they finally
he lied to Congress. He lied to the president. He leaked. I mean, this guy is incredible.
Yeah. Well, what basically it came out of a Wall Street Journal story that talked about, like, it was basically he leaked to the media, and the inspector general and others, wanted to find out what is the source of these leaks, because, they had Comey the leaker. I mean, these guys, they're great. They're great at playing this game. I mean, Schiff being the ringmaster of all in Washington on that front. But basically they were looking into these stories that had gotten out, and we're basically favorable to, I guess, the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation
during the election. Sure, the Jeffrey Epstein human trafficking blackmail ring, which the Justice Department just prostrates themselves to.
Yeah, and so basically McCabe had told his own FBI agents, his own fellow agents under him, that he had not allowed the FBI to speak to anyone about the conduct of the investigation of the Clinton Foundation and so forth. And so he lied. He was lying. He had basically been doing the leaking. He had been, he had known about what was going on. I think Comey had briefed him. And it's put this way. I mean, it just comes down to their little power cabal at the top thought they could get away with this stuff. And guess what? They have now. They have gotten away with it because he's let off scot-free. I mean, the most disgusting thing I've seen, I think, in recent memory was Andrew McCabe denouncing The possibility of Roger Stone receiving any clemency and it's blasting
insane.
The president
they,
for even coming out. I mean, it's like
exactly
yeah.
so.
No, it's like some kind of cult in which they have to be brazen about their
so
their
what do you make of Barr? Just because I had a guest on earlier saying Barr is sold out, but then I want to be fair. I don't know the truth. I'm not God. You're saying yeah. No. This is a little bit more sophisticated. What do you think about Bill Barr?
I'm on the fence with that, Roger. It's tough because I think it comes down to, I guess I should believe my lying eyes. He says the right things. He gave a speech at the Federalist Society annual, lawyers convention, which was outstanding. He talked about, he put his finger on exactly what they're doing, which is this resistance campaign trying to thwart the proper operations of the United States government and the presidency. And yet nothing happens. I mean, these guys, I hate to say it, it's like as an attorney, I'm not, I don't consider myself part of it, but you get into the legal realm of things, you get into like investigators, FBI agents and attorneys in the Justice Department and the larger bar. Yeah, it becomes gray. It becomes like a cabal almost of, we don't go after our own kind of thing. It's like this self-protective thing. I mean, one of the things that the disciplinary system, and this is probably little known to most people, the disciplinary system throughout the country, at state, and there's no real federal level, but it's not designed in any way to punish. It says straight up, we don't take action against attorneys who've committed crimes or done anything to punish them in any way whatsoever. It's to protect the sanctity of the legal profession and to a lesser extent the justice system itself. And
sure,
you know, so
well,
they really
better get protecting a coup is going to destroy lawyers forever. So
yeah,
they've been
so
overconfident so long,
right.
They are like literally reaping the whirlwind right now.
Yeah, the lid's blown off everything. It's a joke to think that they can let someone like an Andrew McCabe go, who everybody knows, and he admitted it, that he had misled and lied to his fellow FBI agents, which is a federal felony. I mean,
so let's go back to this, Tyler Nixon, lawyer, Roger Stone's lawyer. What does it mean right now that Barr came out and made these statements? Because clearly, I'm no lawyer, but the president can badmouth courts. The presidents always have done that. There's always a battle between executive and judicial and legislative as well. So that statement, what was that meant to do?
Well, you know, I tend to think the fact that Trump didn't blast back at him tells me that there might have been a little bit of a kabuki dance going on there, that it might have been a setup in a sense, and they sort of rope-a-doped the people who were talking about impeaching Barr, and then, you know, Trump goes into, who's already been impeached and exonerated, goes into sort of his Twitter rant mode and draws attention away from Barr,
right.
Who then looks like.
Why is Barr covering up Epstein?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think the problem is you're dealing with messes that go deeper than even Barr's tenure there.
No, believe me, I get it. It's like it's a huge blackmail ring. How do you unwind something like that?
I mean, it runs so deep. It's a good question. And the problem is, you know, Bill Barr sits at the top. He's responsible for every prosecution in the country. And so does any attorney general. And, I suppose if you really wanted to bore into it, he could. But, you know, some attorneys general just say, look, you know, I'm not going to get involved in the weeds and into the lower level stuff. I mean, yeah, he was.
Well, I can tell you, the Pentagon's pissed at Barr. And these lawyers think all day like they're the only ones that exist. And I don't worship the Pentagon, but I mean they're the ones that actually do the deeds. The Pentagon is like almost done right now because they've seen this, and if Trump's weak, that's fine. They're going to fill in for the president. So I just hope all these lawyers realize that they're at the end of their ropes right now. They're just like right at the end of their ropes.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know, it's unfortunate because
you're an army officer yourself. I mean, you know, the Pentagon's pissed.
Yeah, absolutely. And then here's the thing: I thought about if Trump had had Roger Stone with him as a sort of informal counselor in the White House to give him guidance on who to choose, who to select, who to surround himself with. You think about all the times that Roger did on InfoWars and said, this is a bad mistake. This is a bad choice from Kelly to McMaster to all of them. Every single time that he warned and
Roger gave good advice, and he's been punished for that. Stay there. Two more segments with Roger Stone's lawyer, Tyler Nixon, straight ahead. This is important stuff, folks. They hope no one hears this. Only way it gets out is you.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it, and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High-quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now. Ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, well, Tyler Nixon last minute decided to disconnect and try to get a video feed to us. We have his audio. That's all that matters, but whatever. We didn't cut him off while he's doing whatever he's doing. It may take 2 days, 3 weeks, 100 years, who knows. It's like karmically, this is just what happens. But, hey, it's high technology, you know, Skype in, video up on satellites, on TV stations all over the country. It's amazing. All I know is the attack on President Trump and the attack on Roger Stone is an attack on us all, and we need a repudiation of what has happened to Roger Stone. Not for Roger Stone, even though I'm friends with Roger and he's an innocent man. The president needs to say, forget all this Russia crap. You people didn't deliver any evidence. And we're going to pardon everybody. Because let me tell you, I'm not a wimp. And I'm not a grandstander. But, man, when you're watching Senate Intelligence Committees and House Armed Services Committees, and there's generals up there and senators, they're calling you a Russian agent. I mean, you're like, I mean, you get pissed. I mean, we had a Russian on that's a Green Beret, U.S. Patriot, born in the U.S. earlier. That's as close to Russians. Nothing against Russians, but it's like when you're accused of things that are 100% not true, it doesn't make you cower in fear. It pisses you off, especially when the people doing it are globalists that say no borders, no wall, no USA at all. America sucks. They're creating racism. They're creating division. They walk out when a Tuskegee Airman, a hero of World War II, a 100-year-old black man, those guys kicked ass in World War II. They walk out during the Tuskegee Airman, and then you've got to let them be the moral authority to tell you how you're a piece of crap. You get pissed. So we do have him now, and I appreciate Roger Stone's lawyer joining us. How is Roger doing in spirits? Because just 24 hours ago, I'm like, oh, great, Trump's standing up. This is so wonderful. And he's going to pardon Roger. And then the whole new scandal is the president can't pardon somebody. You're a lawyer. You're a smart guy, Tyler. But anybody can go look at the Constitution. The president can pardon whoever he wants. So the idea that the new scandal is that the president was going to pardon somebody, trying to sabotage any regular presidential activity. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean, if the Democrats scum and the left had their way, at least during the Trump presidency, they would abolish Article 2 of the Constitution. I mean, the president's pardon power is absolute, and there's no appeal from it. There's no ability to countermand it. There's no review of it. It's absolute.
It's final.
You could pull out a cocktail napkin right now and end the madness with Roger. And I think Trump wants to. My hope is, and if, let me tell you something, if he does not pardon Roger or commute his sentence or whatever it be, and there isn't executive clemency and Roger has to face any even a minute behind bars, Trump will have lost me and a lot of other Americans too.
No, I agree, because forget Roger. Roger's great. It's prima facie power of the presidency. If they can cow him not to use this basic power, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then this is what they try. This has been their modus operandi for the last 40 odd years, is to attempt to drum up a bunch of hypocritical, hyper, hair splitting kind of. What's the word? I guess sort of tricks and traps in order to make it look as though a normal exercise of power by any Republican is some sort of abuse in order to cow and to intimidate Republicans, of which we had plenty of squishy,
jelly spined. Stop bowing down to it. It's like,
that's right. I agree. And Trump's the first one, I think, who has really just said, in their faces, F you for lack of in so many not those words, but you know what I'm saying. He stuck it right back to them and said, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. You people are never going to be pleased. You're never going to be dissuaded from your maniacal path of destroying anybody who's in your way and stands in the way of your power. So let's just not kid ourselves. Let's drop the pretense that we've operated on for the last 30 years where people like George H.W. Bush, they called him a wimp. I mean, the guy bent over backwards to accommodate the Democrat junta raising taxes and anything they wanted, as long as
appeases them. Nothing.
Yeah, and the thing is, what they held over, what they were able to, I think, leverage against the typical Republican sort of establishment as we've known it, has been their militarist overseas designs. They've been able to sort of say, you know what, you guys can run amok in domestically with all this quasi socialism on the path to socialism, and just let us have our overseas wars and our interventions and our military industrial police
exactly.
And stuff, and we'll all get along.
Exactly. Let the socialists do what they want here while they get imperial power.
That's right. And Trump's the first one to come in and say, what are we doing in the Middle East? And be serious about it. And to say, what is going on with, you know, all this corruption that goes unaddressed in the government? And, you know, look, like I said earlier, if Roger Stone had been, if Trump had been smart enough to not listen to the palace guard who've done him no favors, frankly, who brought in and allowed to fester right underneath his nose. Ben Rhodes packed the National Security Council. They raised the number of people in there from 100 to 250. I mean, literally up until just recently, you had Obama, Ben Rhodes, and Beds in the National Security Council undermining the president.
Which made them totally disrespect the president. So now that he's awake and moving to fire him, that's when Barr activates and comes out and attacks him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hate to say it. I mean, this Barr, Durham, all this stuff. I've heard this so many times. We've all heard it so many times. Oh, there's right on the eve of the Inspector General report's coming out. That's going to be – these people are ultimately – you know, Barr is an establishment creature and a Bushy.
They're all covering their ass.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem is they view the larger institution of their D.C.-centric, you know, beltway globalist power as more important than any one outrage
but
or investigation.
Tyler Nixon, as powerful as they think they are, none of it's working for them now. They're
no,
on the defense.
Exposed.
They're falling. What are they thinking right now? Because, like, the best they can do is just try to stymie us for a while. They're losing right now.
They absolutely are. We have never before in history, and I mean, I've been 36 years in American politics since I was a little kid volunteering on the Reagan campaign. I've never seen it this exposed and this out in the open. And them and the other side, the D.C. so-and-so's, the elites, I've never seen them so scurrying around, acting like crazy, out of control, sort of just gone berserk, really. I mean, you see the rhetoric has reached such extremes. Chuck Schumer, I mean, this guy, this clown stands up and Pelosi and them. And, you know, the thing is, you hear it and it's extreme, and I think it's attempting to demoralize us and to make us feel like, oh, my God, they're really on the march. And this has always been the way the left operates, is sound and fury for a tiny percentage of screechers who to basically intimidate us.
So what is the way out for Trump when we come back from break? But like, what about Roger? I mean, how is he doing under all of this?
Roger is – who would not be buoyed by the last 2 days, regardless of where it goes? Because he has solid grounds, frankly, for appeal and for overturning this. He has solid grounds for a mistrial now because of these despicable leftist jurors who lied their way onto the jury, as we expected to happen. I mean, we all knew it was going to happen. This judge allowed it to happen, in fact, facilitated it, in my opinion, sitting there listening to her laughable attempts to give the veneer of questioning these people. And certainly not.
And then meanwhile,
anyway,
Michael Avenatti has now been convicted of trying to extort Nike today. That's working.
Yeah, the guy they had on is their savior, their future presidential candidate. I mean,
remember how like he
judgment
was invincible? He was this god.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he was gonna debate Trump personally. I mean, these people's judgment is so piss poor on its face. And yet, you know, no matter how many times they're discredited and embarrassed and exposed and proved wrong, they still persist. And so, you know, that's where we need to basically just realize, stop trying to appease these people. F them, you know what I'm saying? Let's go
no,
full
exactly.
tilt. We're going to do what we're
going to do. And
use
fight
the
them.
Power.
Stop.
Use the power you have. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
stop laying down. Stop letting them run us over. Stop trying to, you know, for years, and it to an extent, it sharpened our game. The fact that they would throw lies at us, they would exaggerate and caricaturize us, made us have to, like, sharpen our game
that
and always
which
be
does
righteous.
Not kill us only makes us stronger. So I want to talk about the different scenarios with Roger when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What? In store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples,
where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's no way to describe how real it is on this planet. Space, the gas giants, the sun, the moon, all of it's real. Our parents, our children, who we are. We're all humans. This is so real right now. And you can feel the very destiny of humanity being decided right now. I'm so blessed to be here. I bet on humanity a long time ago. I believe in humanity. And I knew that if we simply promoted a pro-human future, that people would buy into that, that we'd have a future. And now we're here. The battle's joined. We're talking to Tyler Nixon, Roger Stone's private lawyer, not his lawyer in these cases. And, you know, I've been honest with people. I've told Roger, hey, come on the air and talk about politics. And you're a smart guy. We don't want to hear about Russia and how you're innocent. We know you're innocent, dude. We know you're not a Russian agent. Give me a break. It's like telling a pterodactyl it's Santa Claus. Like, we know that's not what it is. But now Roger's the big issue. Because now it's the new political football to get rid of Trump and then he can't pardon somebody.
because they think the average American's dumb. Like, you can't have a president let somebody go. I mean, that's crazy. We never heard of that before. And if you see that political ignorance they're counting on, but it's not working. So, Tyler, in closing, what are you predicting next week on the 20th? In fact, what day is the 20th? Is that Thursday, Friday? What day is the 20th? Do you predict that the judge punts and, like, kicks it out? Or do they... Say that again, guys?
Man, if I... Can you hear me?
Yeah, they're, like, popping in on me, talking to me. I don't know. They're, like, giving me audio.
Sure. Well, first...
Tyler. I'm going to hear what they have to say. Sure. It's next Thursday. Okay, thank you. It's next Thursday. Please continue, Tyler.
Well, I just want to first affirm what you said at the beginning and thank you and tell you how much so many of us appreciate your approach to things, which is a human approach. You know, that humanity is where it's at and the hopes for humanity, the prospect that we will overcome these evil elements, these demonic in many cases elements that run amongst us and have deceived mankind for so long. And I think so many people's eyes are open now, and I think you've been a leader in that and bringing attention to that on that level of, you know, this is a planetary thing. This is the future of our species, basically, is so important because it puts things in perspective. I think when we get involved in the weeds of these political trash who are always trying to tie everybody up.
They're right. It's good versus evil.
And snare us in their intrigues and all their sophistry. You know, if I could predict what this judge is going to do, you know, I think I'd probably be a lot more wealthy than I am, which is not much. But that being said,
she's going to serve the devil. That's what she's going
to
do.
Yeah, she's going to do. She's going to try to. I think to some extent justify herself with some sort of. I mean, first of all, the whole thing with the Roger Stone violated the gag order and this, that, and the other. I mean, that's a bunch of bunko that they've been pushing.
And mainly,
here's the thing.
No one's ever heard of a gag order that goes past the trial.
Oh, my God almighty. I've never heard of it. Or much less one that extends beyond the contours of the case to where he can't post anything. He can't wish his wife a happy birthday on Facebook. You know, but that being said, look, the four stooges are gone. These Alinsky, Kravis, Jed, whatever, Miranda scum.
Yeah, the left thought they were invincible. They thought that they were going to have victory in all this criminality. But now that it's not turning up, what do they do next?
Well, you know, the judge, I think, is going to I think she's going to try to give him enough to make it hurt, but not so much that it prompts an outcry. I don't think she realizes, though, that at this point with the revelations concerning this prosecutorial corruption, which of all of us in the team have known about, well, you know, those of us close to Roger have known about all along from get-go what a put-up witch hunt show trial this has been. But with all that, and now these revelations of tainted jurors and this Tamika Hart, who was, you know, a congressional – I mean, it's just insane. I don't think she's going to have
– Listen, do you remember when they said arrest me because we pointed out that the woman headed up a federal agency and that her husband was on the Mueller report? I mean,
the problem is you can't distinguish the Media Matters propaganda from what the court or anybody else formerly so-called legitimate outlets say. I mean, they get their talking points from the most trashy, maniacal,
maniacal Media
leftist.
Matters gives the orders out. Everyone follows it like it came out of Jesus Christ's mouth.
It's so true. And, you know, you think it sounds like at first, like, oh, come on, that's just a propaganda talking point. It's absolutely true. I mean, literally in the filing concerning that called you out for mentioning Roger and just passing along that he, you know, his sentiment was he hoped for a pardon. And they distorted that into somehow, you know, attributing it to Roger.
Well, he was in the news.
Media Matters. Media Matters.
He said, I trusted God in the pardon. I quoted that. I said, Roger's trusting God in the pardon. He gave it. Why can't he say that?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but we need to push back. This is another thing that it irks me about his defense team is, in addition to having thrown him under the bus when that first ridiculous gag order was the violation motion was put in place with the so-called crosshairs, which, by the way, in the memorandum of sentencing from the Four Stooges, they called firearm crosshairs. Like, give me a break. This is, at any rate, his lawyer threw him under the bus. and basically set him up to be to let this judge shove his own lawyer's words in his face at every subsequent tightening of the gag order. But, you know, I mean, my personal counsel, and this is, you know, this is just as a friend to Roger. And by the way, I don't speak for Roger in any way. I just, you know, want to get that clear. And I know you've said it as well. I do not speak for Roger. He doesn't prompt me. He doesn't tell me what to say. I don't tell him what to say. But if I were him, at this point, I would come out and say, I'm done being gagged. I live in a free country, and we're going to keep it this way. The First Amendment gives me this right. No judge, no potentate.
Oh, yeah, they totally fear his speech during this whole fiasco.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they'd rather have him silenced, unable to defend himself. And I think it's inured somewhat to his benefit in the sense that, well, it's also inured to our relief, because when you can't speak and you can't get he can't stand up for himself, you start to worry that people have forgotten and have forgotten the plight that you're suffering.
Oh, they're certainly not forgotten now. They're totally pissed.
Yeah.
And Trump needs the pardon stone right now. All right,
he does.
Tyler Nixon, thank you so much. How do folks follow you on Twitter?
At Tyler P, as in Patrick, Nixon.com. Oh, no, excuse me, not .com. At Tyler P. Nixon. And that's it. Hey, Alex, we appreciate, you've been supportive throughout of Roger and his, and you know, just you fight the good fight, and we all appreciate it. And thank you so much, my brother.
I appreciate you. God bless you. All right. All right. The war room's about to start with Owen Schroyer and Savannah Hernandez and others. This is all a ridiculous fiasco. They're all a bunch of cowards, all a bunch of lawyers that sit around all day kissing each other's asses and trying to figure out what side to be on. They're not leaders. They don't say, this is the right thing to do, we're going to do this. But I am. Because that's all I've got. I will never have a committee meeting about the right thing to do. I will never sit down with a bunch of people and decide, how do I make a better position for myself? Man, back when they offered me $10 million and a book deal like 15, 16 years ago, I've since way more than $10 million. But it was $10 million to fund an operation and do what I wanted. That was real money. That was value. But the average person thinks success is finally getting there where the establishment goes, here's the money, you're with us now. But I already had the Kissinger Group and others offer me all the money, all the power. I don't want to be with them. In fact, I want to pour gasoline on them. I mean, I'm not a violent person, except I really am. And I'm not going to do this myself. I'm going to do this through all of us. And I just really want human success. And I don't like a bunch of chicken shits working against humanity. And I want them to know there's people that aren't for sale. And there are people that will get their hands around your neck until your eyeballs pop out of your head. And so that's really what this broadcast is all about, is a big F you to the Satan worshipers and the pedophiles and the control freaks and everybody that wants to get little clubs and decide that you've really made it because you're part of the system. I'm here to blow your system up. And I'm here to run ice picks through your ice. And if I die in the process, well, that's even better, isn't it? Because you people are cowards. And I don't mean our audience. Our audience is the best people on earth. But the people that serve Satan, you're going to burn in hell. And I'm going to make sure that happens. So the war room's coming up. We had a really good 4-hour show today. And I really appreciate the crew doing an amazing job. So the war room's coming up. Don't spread the links. Don't tell people about the show. Just bow down to the world government, okay? Just give up, give up, give up, give up. Actually, don't do that.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.